Because when it's over, it's over. Questions? Call Granite Busters right now. 636-322-2344. That's 636-322-2344. Or visit the Granite Busters showroom at 20,000 square foot double warehouse at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard. You'll find over 125 colors and 500 plus granite and quartz slabs in stock. That's the biggest in-stock selection around. There won't be a better time to upgrade your countertops to granite. Call, visit, or log on at GraniteBusters.com. The kitchen countertops of your dreams for under $2,000. Only at Granite Busters. New customers only. This offer cannot be combined with any other offers. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Don't miss the Cards versus Braves at Busch Stadium May 16th through the 18th. There are great giveaways all weekend long, featuring a replica of the 2013 National League Champions Trophy, a beverage jug to help you stay hydrated all summer long, and a Matt Carpenter bat for kids 15 and under. Great seats still remain. Get yours now at cardinals.com/promotions.
Cardinals are National League champions from 2013.
Carpenter lines it to right for a base hit.
This is Matt Carpenter. On Sunday, May 18th, we face the Atlanta Braves. All kids ages 15 and under will take home my bat.
He gave that baby a ride.
It's a usable 28-inch bat, courtesy of Rollins. My Bat Day is coming up, and you don't want to miss it. Matt Carpenter Bat Day on Sunday, May 18th, when we face the Braves. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotion.
Carpenter makes second on a two-out, two-run RBI double.
This is Dr. Rick Lehman from the U.S. Center for Sports Medicine.
And I'm Andy Strickland.
Join us every Sunday at 5 as we discuss how state-of-the-art medical research can impact the athlete and your family.
From youth sports to the injuries affecting your favorite professional athlete, we bring exclusive insights to sports and medicine. It's the Gateway Buick GMC Sports Medicine Hour, every Sunday at 5 with Dr. Rick Lehman and Andy Strickland, only on the Big 550 KTRS.
Do you have opioid-induced constipation? MedX Healthcare Research is conducting a research study for people with constipation caused by a strong pain medication such as an opiate or narcotic. All qualified participants in the study will receive the study medication, plus all study-related care and procedures at no cost. Compensation for participation may be available. If you have constipation caused by a pain medication and are interested in learning more about this study, please call 866-713-5355. That number again is 866-713-5355 or visit us online at medxhealth.net.
In a crunch to feed a bunch, get Speedy Catering right to your door with Jimmy John's Delivery. Order Jimmy John's Freaky Fast Sandwich Delivery today. Yummy good, freaky fast.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
And we think you'll get lots of
toenail fungus.
We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to a great day for charity, a great day for Friends of Kids with Cancer. I have a huge announcement to make as we close out the bidding for dinner. We are brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. That's where I go to the dentist. That's where I've gone for 41 years. That's where I will go for the next 41 years, which means when that 41 years is up, I'll be well into my 60s. Ballast Dental Care. We'll talk more about why you should make an appointment to go there. But first,
hey!
Control board. Every station has one, but not every station has this guy running it, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus.
Don't stumble like you did yesterday. You stumbled yesterday.
I'm going to try not to. If you are getting
ready to let, if I interrupt you, don't even let that throw you.
A lump sum distribution from your 401k, then it is the time now to sit down with Mark and Jason and explore all of your options.
It is the time now.
It's the time now.
So it is the time now to sit down? Is that... Wouldn't it be so now is the time? Or Go ahead. Don't let me throw you.
I guess.
Go ahead.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Go ahead.
Now is the time to sit down with Mark and Jason and explore all of your options. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
I just found out something that he probably told me years ago, but for some reason I didn't remember it. Do you know that Dan Strauss tried out for the St. Louis Cardinals?
Oh.
Did you know that?
I did.
Wow. We're going to get more on that story. Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Horses find you.
I never heard of him. No, I don't think I've never heard of him. Oh, Rat Boy says he tried out. He was a pretty good baseball player. He tried out to be a part of the not a major league, you know, big league team. It was the Milwaukee Whatheads?
Cheese.
The Milwaukee Cheeseheads.
Oh,
Cheeseheads.
pitcher, he says. Yeah, well. Yeah, but look where you are now, Red Boy, on the world's greatest radio show. Hey, give it up for Bruce Limpwrist and the All Boy Orchestra. Ballast Dental Care has been around, I'm going to say, about 45 years. 41 of those 45, I have been a patient. I've never needed sedation dentistry. I don't even do the nitrous. I don't listen to music. I don't do anything. I just sit there and listen to usually Mary tell me stories and listen to Lisa singing in the background. And it's just, there's nothing about the way they do what they do that causes me to need a distraction. Some people do. Some people need something to take their mind, because they expect to be, in pain or scared for some reason. And then you realize, wait a second, this place, this Ballast Dental Care, is not like the last place I went. I don't need that. But there are some people that do need oral sedation. And if you do in your AM to PM, you don't know yet if you do. They'll determine that. They have a way of telling who needs it. But here's the deal. Because you're AM and the PM, for a limited time, you will get the oral sedation consultation and the pill itself, which together costs $350. You know what you pay? Nothing.
Ooh.
Nothing.
Ooh.
See all the perks and rewards that come from being AM and the PM. I feel sorry for people who don't listen to this show. I do. It's actually kind of sad. You know how you look at somebody and you go, oh, that, look at that poor guy. He's got no limbs. That's kind of how I feel when I find out people don't listen. So I go, hey, do you listen to the show? No. I just think, oh, man, pitiful. Because there are a lot of great rewards and perks and benefits and a lot of knowledge that you obtain and retain from listening to this show. So now one of the benefits is you don't pay the $350 for oral sedation consultation or for the pill itself. That is not an offer that's going to last forever. So take advantage of it while it is there. Make yourself an appointment. Make your first appointment ever with Ballast Dental Care. They'll take you as a new patient. They'd love to have you. And that's it. You're the one that has to do it. And I don't give me this, yeah, well, I'm embarrassed. I haven't been to the dentist in 12 years. Hey, they've had people come in who are listeners who haven't been in 20 years. They've seen it all, heard it all, don't worry about it. They'll just get on with the work at hand and get you where you're supposed to be in terms of oral hygiene. It's a terrific place to go to the dentist, and you're going to wonder why you never went sooner, and you'll wish you'd known about it years and years and years ago. Ballast Dental Care. I'm a 41-year patient there. The corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limpwrist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. As far as I'm concerned, there's only one cab company in this town, and that's Laclede Cab. And if you want a quick way to get one, download this app, STL Taxi. That's STL Taxi, Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
And a good Thursday afternoon, everybody.
Hey, thanks for the text last night. Bill sent me a text like that. He goes, hey, Wayne Newton's coming to town. You got your tickets? When's he coming?
Saturday night, I believe.
Really?
I don't remember. I think he's playing at one of those theaters that are on, like, the college campus. I think maybe Umzel, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong about that.
I saw him at the Fox years ago, and I only went because all those years I'd heard Mr. Vegas, this and that. It was one of the worst things I ever saw. I'm not kidding. I go to the Fox, and I'm thinking, all right, this is going to knock my... Dwayne Newton, it was terrible. He spent way too much time on stage talking about the plight of the American Indian.
Oh, boy.
There's many of you know I'm part Indian. You know, I'm of the Indian heritage, and it's just the smuggled way the Indians. I wanted to just stand up and go, hey, shut up, man, and sing Donkey Shane or something.
Now, is that a recording you just played from the show?
That was me, actually.
Oh, wow. Holy cow.
And then his singing was horrible. The guy really can't sing anymore.
This ought to sell some tickets. I'm sorry, everybody.
Yeah, no. Well, I'm just telling you the truth. Maybe it'll be a great show, but the one I saw, no, wasn't. All right, what do you got for us?
Well, real quick, I want to say hello to a listener. Her name was Sharon. She approached me this morning. I was at the St. Louis Zoo. I was working with the folks over there in their PR department putting together a video for BillOnTheRoad.com, and they were very nice. And this woman just out of the blue, honest to God, she came up to me and she said, "Are you Bill?" And I said, yeah. And she said, well, I just want you to know. She goes, I listen to you on the radio, and I enjoy your travel stories and stuff. And I thought that was very nice. I wanted to give her a hello this afternoon.
So you found your listener.
There was the one, yes.
Wow.
Here's hoping I find another. But yeah. Till then, she's the one. Well, Procter & Gamble has caused a little bit of an outrage in Germany recently. They unintentionally placed a neo-Nazi code on packages of detergent. Yeah, not a good deal. Although, in fairness, the detergent did promise to make your whites whiter.
That's a good thing.
Racial joke.
There's a big U.S. promotional pitch. They're spending a lot of money to pitch cricket here in the United States, a sport that I've never really...
Good luck.
Yeah, to kind of give you an idea of how obscure the sport is, Kevin Costner's yet to make a movie about it.
Well, that is obscure.
And the NYPD baseball team had their jerseys and equipment stolen over the weekend. Ooh. Boy, talk about awkward. I mean, who's the NYPD call when they've been robbed? Who makes that call? And finally, this afternoon...
That's a great question.
Well, Dr. Ben Carson, you know who this guy is?
He's do.
Yeah, an intelligent guy. He's a kind of an outspoken conservative fellow. He says, despite the many requests, he has no plan to run for president, and said he retired so that he'd be able to do things like play an organ, to which Bill Clinton said, dude, you can still be president and play an organ.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one.
Multitask. Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRF.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Take care.
Well, we did it. You did it, ladies and gentlemen. You, Mike, and Brian, and Dave, together, and their companions, on two different evenings, three if we have to, we'll be going to dinner. And thank you to Tom Senior, to Nanny Guns. I was hoping for $4,000. I know, unrealistic. Well, maybe not. We got $8,000 for Friends of Kids with Cancer. So thank you. And thank you to everybody sitting out there who thought in your minds and said to yourself, boy, if I had it, I'd do it. That's, you know what? The fact that you do it if you had it. I appreciate that. $8,000. That's fantastic. This is the season for commencement speeches and graduations and stuff. And I think I told you, once in my life, I gave the commencement speech at a high school. Do you know that?
No.
Mulberry Grove, Illinois. And it was, I thought it went really, really well. But, as you would imagine, I got up there and didn't say a lot of heavy, serious stuff to these kids.
Kept it light.
Nothing blue. I don't do that. And I found out after I did it that some old biddy at that school was furious that I had given the commencement fee. Oh, my goodness. She made such a ruckus about it. And somebody there called me. I had called to say, hey, thanks for having me over there. And he goes, well, I got to tell you, we haven't heard the end of it from Beatrice or whatever her name was. So, you know, sometimes you think you're hitting a home run, and there's always that one old bag that just doesn't. One of those people that finds nothing funny, you know.
Oh, yeah.
She wanted that seniors of the class of whatever, as you go out into the world, hold your heads up high and remember the principles and the guidelines. You know, that's what she wanted. That's the last thing I'm going to do. I think they must have a network where they communicate with each other, because apparently words spread immediately, and I've never spoken at a commencement.
Been asked
since.
Again?
Yeah, never been asked again. And that's fine, because it's not really something that I want to do.
I have a bulletin.
Okay, and now...
I think this warrants a bulletin.
Now, with a bulletin, and we do not know the content of the bulletin, the nature, the subject matter, but we go to Dan Strauss live to see what the bulletin's about. What's going on, Dan?
Thank you, Frank. This pertains to the dinners with you, and Mike just called back and said that he heard you make the announcement, and he's grateful and everything. He has some business associates and other businesses that he deals with, and he contacted them. He will bring an extra check for $3,000.
Get out of here.
$2,500.
Get out of here. How do we acknowledge and thank those people?
I don't know.
Well, we'll get a hold of Mike and find $11,000.
Yeah.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Mike, thank you. Holy cow. The Friends of Kids with Cancer people are jumping up and down right now. That's unbelievable. You know what now? You know what? Now, next year, you know how freaked out I'm going to be next year? Because I'm a guy that doesn't like to go backwards. I think I'll just step away next year and go, no.
I'm out.
I can't even begin to compete with or match what we did. Wow. I was looking for four. We got $11,000. Hey, a moment to stop here and say to you advertisers who have businesses and you're spending money, wasting money on other radio stations or TV or whatever. Listen to what you just heard here. You show me any other station, because you can't. Where that there's that kind of audience. I'm not just talking about audience, the people with money. I'm talking about responsive, loyal, patronize the advertisers that we speak for, give to the charities we need money for. You need to fire whoever is telling you to not advertise on this show. I'm not kidding. You have no idea what you're missing out on here. You want to advertise here? You want me to do it? Or you just want to run recorded commercials? You get a hold of me, frankopinion@yahoo.com. How's the time? You know what? Peon wants a joke, and it takes a while to tell. We need to get on with it. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I will agree with Peon. This is a terrific joke, and I remember what caused us to think of it was Johnny Landoff turned the show in a direction we don't like to go when he used the word rubbers.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Wear your rubbers into the dealership.
Yeah, we don't talk like that on this show. Yeah, wear your rubbers into the dealership.
Yeah.
What goes on in that dealership? But it reminded Peon of this joke. A female sales rep, she travels the country and drives, works, you know, the Midwest and parts of the South. And it's the old age old setup of a joke of car trouble out in the country, and the car just barely makes it into the gravel driveway of a country home, a really less than modest country home. And she pulls up and she says, I've got car trouble and there's no cell signal here. Could I use your phone? And the farmer sitting out on the porch, when I say old, he's one of those farmers who's, about 50, but looks 80. He says, we ain't got no phone. And she says, no phone? She says, no, we ain't got no phone. She says, well, maybe I could get a ride into the next town. There's a town near here. He says, a little town about 15 miles down the road, but there's only one automotive place there, and they're closed. That's Bert Thompson's place. He closes at 4. She says, oh, my goodness. Well, she says, I'm going to have to, I guess, wait till tomorrow. Do you have a place I could stay? He said, well, look at the house. You see how small it is, don't you? I ain't got but 2 bedrooms, one for me and one for my boys. I guess you could sleep with my boys if you want to. And she's thinking, ugh, weird, but okay. So she meets these 2 hulking, strapping, hillbilly, numbskull farm boys. And they're dumber than a box of rocks, but boy, are they muscular and strong. And so she gets in bed in between these 2, you know, 23-year-old muscle heads. And about 2 o'clock in the morning, she can't sleep. And she looks over and she notices that the one brother on her left is aroused in his sleep. So she kind of nudges him and wakes him up. She said, hey, and it's kind of getting her worked up. She says, you want to have some fun? He says, what do you mean? She says, well, I'll show you what I mean. And they start kind of getting into it. And as things get heated up, she says, oh, hang on. And she reaches over for her purse and she says, here, put this on. He says, what the hell is it? She says, it's a condom. He says, what's that? She says, you wear it, you know, on your wiener, and I won't get pregnant. He says, okay, whatever. So they go at it, and they're finished. He falls asleep, and a couple hours later, she looks over at the other brother. He's a pretty healthy specimen, so she's fired up again. She nudges him, wakes him up, says, hey, want to have some fun? He goes, what do you mean? She says, I mean, let's get something going here. She starts kind of, you know, rubbing on him and hugging on him and kissing on him. Then he gets all fired up. She gets fired up. She says, hang on a minute. He reaches in her purse. She says, here, put this on. Wear this. He says, what the hell is it? She says, it's a condom. What's it for? She says, you wear this, I won't get pregnant. He says, okay. They do their thing. Everybody falls asleep. Next morning, farmer gives her a ride into town. They come back, they fix her car, everything. She's gone. Gone. 6 months go by. These 2 country brothers are sitting on the front porch, sitting in a couple of rocking chairs. And the one looks at the other and he says, hey, you remember about 6 months ago that woman, that good-looking woman come out here and had car trouble and slept in the bed with us? He said, oh, yeah, I remember it. He said, do you care if she gets pregnant? He said, no. He says, well, then let's take these damn things off.
Meep, meep. All right, we've had some issues out there on the roadways. Here's Tim Weiland. Tim?
All right, Dan, they were working with an accident on southbound 270 near 370. At one time, they had 3 right lanes blocked. I believe only the right lane is blocked now, but traffic is backed all the way up to Highway 170. And behind that, you've got another accident at Lindbergh that's blocking a left lane. They've cleared all the lanes on westbound 70 near the Rock Road. Traffic is still running slow from Jennings Station all the way out through Highway 270. We've got a new accident now on westbound 44 at Southwest. It looks like they've got the right lane and partially the left lane blocked, and traffic is backing up through Kings Highway. Southbound 270 is still running really slow from south of Page down through Manchester, and then it's just a little off the pace to Doherty Ferry. On westbound 40, still long stretches of stop-and-go traffic from Grand out through Highway 270. You're also slow from Boone's Crossing out to the Boone Bridge. And on eastbound 270, things are slowing down at 370 all the way around the bend through New Florissant. And this traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Head to Subway now for the low-fat favorite oven-roasted chicken, May's $3 6-inch select. Pile it high with crisp veggies, and it's still just $3 all month long. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoin Show.
We'll have some Friday fun, and that includes the blues star, TJ Oshie. A lot to talk about with him, how his life has changed, and really the whirlwind that took place since his Olympic breakout performance. TJ Oshie on the program in the noon hour. Also, Joe Williams, Post-Dispatch film critic, and Breathe the Air, a St. Louis report card on the air we breathe.
The Martin Kilcoyne Show, weekdays from 10 a.m. until 1 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
My name is Don, and a lot of stuff happens to me. My wife even calls me Disaster Don once in a while, but that's not fair. I'm just a little unlucky. I mean, who hasn't been to the hospital for a giraffe bite? Ah! And engines fall out of cars all the time, right? But since that stuff happened, I needed a lot of cash at once. So I called Cash Call at 855-590-CASH.
At Cash Call, we can lend you a big chunk of money so you can handle all your unexpected expenses at one time. You can borrow $2,600 to $25,000 by tomorrow with no collateral and make monthly payments or pay it back all at once.
Yeah, Cash Call lent me enough money for everything. And it... Uh-oh. Is that lightning? Again?
If you need a lot of cash all at once, make the cash call at 855-590-CASH. Because dealing with the unexpected doesn't make you a disaster. It makes you just like everyone else.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Missouri Consumer Credit Loan License 36703-3042.
Diabetes affects over 26 million people in the United States today, with type 2 being the most common diagnosis. If you have type 2 diabetes, listen to this important message. Patterson Medical Clinic is currently conducting a research study to evaluate the safety and effectiveness of an investigational insulin dosed once daily for type 2 diabetes. If you are at least 18 years old, have type 2 diabetes for at least 6 months, and are receiving insulin treatments, call 314-831-5999. Qualified participants will receive all study-related care and study medication at no cost and may be compensated for time and travel. To see if you qualify for this type 2 diabetes clinical study, call Patterson Medical Clinic at 314-831-5999. Once again, that's 314-831-5999.
It's time to get a jump on summer. It's time to start thinking about your deck. It's time to start thinking about outdoor living. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here. Outdoor Living has a showroom with over 15 different deck displays, 30 different rail options, fences, gazebos, pergolas, screened-in porches, fire pits, built-in grills, and sunrooms. If you want to trust somebody with your deck, it's Outdoor Living. Now, they also operate their own lumber yard to supply all of their decking materials used for the projects, so you get professional-grade material for sale at contractor prices. Outdoor Living also stocks AZEK decking, made of 100% cellular PVC. It provides superior stain, scratch, mold, and mildew resistance, and it comes in 17 different colors. So this summer, how's your deck holding up? Time to get a new one? Time to replace it? Time to check out Outdoor Living. Big Bend and Highway 44 in Kirkwood, right across the street from Quick Trip. Big Bend and I-44, Outdoor Living, or OutdoorLivingInc.com.
This is Scott Sherman. You know, I'm reading Steve Scallon about 5,000 area families being foreclosed on just in the first quarter. But there's good news about that, isn't there?
There really is, Scott. I'm looking at a deal right now. We had a gentleman come in here with his two kids. They were in elementary school. He was 7 months behind on his mortgage, had an FHA loan, was looking at a foreclosure, didn't know where he was going to live, didn't know where his kids were going to go to school, didn't know any of that. But this guy picked up the phone and refused to be one of those 5,000 families. He came in here, and you know what? 3 months later, the guy's mortgage is brought current. His mortgage payment has been brought in line with something that's affordable with what he's earning right now, and he doesn't have to worry about where his kids are going to go to school or where they're going to have a roof over their head.
How do other people prevent themselves from being one of those 5,000?
The first step is to pick up the phone and call us at 636-527-5121.
Or StLouisHomeRetentionGroup.com. St. Louis Home Retention Group. Saving families one home at a time.
Ah, spring! The perfect time to visit Chandler Hill Vineyards, the closest full-service winery to the area. Chandler Hill Vineyards offers live music on the weekends from 1 till 4, and a full dinner menu Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights till 9, and weekends till 5. Chandler Hill is also the perfect venue for weddings and corporate meetings or parties. Chandler Hill not only makes a great local wine, but also purchases from world-class winemakers on the West Coast. For more information on venue space and dinner and wine pairings, visit Chandler Hill Vineyards.com.
Baseball season's upon us. Time to fire up the grill.
Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man. Features an outstanding roster of grills, smokers, and slow cookers, including their new fire-breathing charcoal grill. Broilmaster Grills, smoke the competition. With a lifetime limited warranty on most parts, see BroilmasterSTL.com for the winning lineup at the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
Are you in the market for a new Electrolux appliance? Then check out the Appliance Discounters. Appliance Discounters is the largest locally owned appliance retail in the St. Louis area with four locations and over 22,000 square feet of showrooms. Why shop the out-of-town big box stores and send all your hard-earned money and tax dollars out of the state when you can shop Electrolux appliances local at Appliance Discounters? There's a reason why they call us Appliance Discounters. Just think of all the money you'll save.
I'm Larry Connors. You know, for almost 40 years, I've been in St. Louis, building credibility and trust. Of course, no one just gives you trust. You have to earn it every day. That's what John Beal's family has done for 65 years. A roofing company doesn't stay around long unless it does the customers right. So I'm proud to represent the John Beal family, and when you need help with your roof, call John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles, things that have sentimental value and another pile that could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
The hottest deals of deer season are disappearing soon. Act now to get 0% financing on new John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Or choose big cash off. These offers won't last long. So hurry in today. Offer ends July 31st, 2014, subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plan. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Visit McLean Implement in Albion, Flora, Benton, Norris City, or Wayne City. Or online at McLeanImp.com or MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
And off to Southern California we go. Where the humidity 2 days ago when it was 87% here was 6% there. And hey, the sun's out. We can pretend we're in Southern California. Mike Evans is actually there. And he's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. And we thank them again. I can't thank them enough for donating the dinners so that we can get the money to Friends of Kids with Cancer. And to Tracy, who came in earlier and brought a whole bunch of sandwiches and potato chips and whatever else from it from the smokehouse. Thank you, Tracy, so much for that. Let's get right to it. Here he is. This is the moment you've all been waiting for the last 2 hours and 45 minutes, I'm sure. Mike Evans, everybody.
Let me get this straight. You brought over some goodies from Annie Gunn's, and I didn't get any?
No, from the smokehouse.
Same thing.
Well, no,
well,
not exactly.
The same right there together.
Yeah, no, you didn't get any. You want to come here, get on the plane, you can have what's left. You'd have to be here to get
it. I should have been advised.
You would have flown in for that?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's the kind of man I am, homie. Kind of man I am!
What's going on today?
TV news.
All right.
Fargo!
Oh, okay. I'm glad you said this. I'm sorry, but it's just not holding up for me.
Oh, yeah, the ratings are going through the roof. Called the surprise hit of the year. No. Ratings are fabulous. I love it.
Last
absolutely
couple episodes,
it.
Yeah, have been
it could
slow.
Be a little, it does drag a little bit, but the characters are so so different and unique. I love it.
Now, I'm going to give it one more night, and I'm done. It's not Breaking Bad.
Nothing's happened the last two episodes.
It's been slow. I mistakenly said we got another Breaking Bad. We don't, and I'm going to give it one more, and then I'm out. Because, like Peon said, the last two just drag.
But you like Blacklist?
Oh, yeah.
Same as Blacklist.
I disagree. Blacklist is action, action, action. There's too much slow, dragging, offshoot, tangent. I don't know. I'll give it another week.
TV show Fargo, great success. Exteriors of the show miles and miles of nothing but miles and miles of snow. Where is Fargo shot? Alberta, Canada? Alaska? Or is it really shot in Fargo? By the way, did you catch the scene where where the guy that owns the grocery, when he was younger, sees the ice scraper, and he goes and he digs that up, and he finds the case.
Right.
Right, with the money.
Yeah. Do you know where that, do you remember that scene before when it was buried?
No.
In the movie, you mean?
Yeah, it was in the movie. Stephen Schumann got shot.
Right.
He buried it and he stuck it. That's where it came from.
Yeah, my memory's not that good.
That's very good. Movie review, United States of America versus Whitey Bulger. This is a documentary, and it is a great documentary about the bloodthirsty Whitey Bulger, who may have killed 100 people or more. 30 years of crime, 30 years of hiding before caught, the whole story. This really great documentary opens June 27th nationwide. 4 stars for the documentary, United States of America versus Whitey Bulger.
My nickname for many, many years has been Dick Bulger.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
My goodness.
You know, everybody has kind of an alias.
All right. Please, yeah.
Call him Richard.
Yeah, sure. Richard Bulger.
Yeah.
Hey, we're running.
Robert Cosell once said to me.
Now, here we go. Here we go.
Radio people are so simple.
Sounded just like him.
Speaking of Whitey Bulger, it reminds me, Black Mass is a biopic about Whitey Bulger, starring Johnny Depp as Whitey Bulger. It'll be released October of 2015. Speaking of Johnny Depp, boy, his schedule is unbelievable. Next year he stars in a movie called Looking Glass. He plays the Mad Hatter again. Then at the end of the year has another Pirates of the Caribbean movie again. Then he's producing Happy Days, the movie. And then he's going to star in 3 biopics where he will play the main character. One movie he plays Don Quixote. One movie he plays Dr. Seuss. And the other movie plays Paul Revere.
Wow.
This guy's pretty busy.
I'll say.
TV news coming soon. Sports. Jeopardy. Hosted by Dan Patrick. I think it'll probably be pretty good.
Yeah.
Ba ba wah wah. Last hurrah will be Friday on The View. She says she will talk about her career highlights. Bob will also show some highlights of her biggest interviews, who she says were Fidel Castro, Katharine Hepburn, and all the presidents from Nixon until current day President Obama.
Yeah, good riddance.
Oh, you don't like Bob Obama?
No, I've been tired of her for 20 years.
Time I talk to her, she says, I sure love Frank.
Yeah, that's nice of her.
I know. Broadway news. You like Broadway news, Franco?
Oh, I don't like Broadway.
Oh, God. I don't like Fargo. I don't like Baba Wawa.
No.
I don't like Broadway.
No. I've actually been on Broadway twice. Not on stage, but I've been to 2 Broadway plays. I couldn't wait to get out of there.
I love Broadway.
Oh, my goodness.
I've probably been 40 plays.
Well, you're cultured.
I am. That's very true.
Yeah.
Disney is planning to make Frozen a Broadway play.
Probably smart.
Kevin Spacey plans to take his old movie, L.A. Confidential, make it a Broadway play.
There's a busy guy, Spacey.
Yeah. Now, do you like his TV show?
House of Cards?
Yeah.
I tried to watch it, and it's too slow. It was too slow for me. And I'm not that smart. I can't keep... I don't like...
Oh, you're smart. You're...
No, I don't like...
No, Frank. You are a fart smeller.
Yeah.
I mean,
thank
a smart
you.
Fella.
Thank you. I don't like the stuff where there's 8 different storylines going at the same time. You got... I'm too simple for that.
Nah. You don't give yourself enough credit,
I like
Frank,
his
though.
Performance.
It is about summertime, and as I do every summer for several months, about once a month I give summer book reviews. I don't do this very often. I don't really like reading books that much, but I do my little homework when I see something that I like. And our first summer book review you might want to pick up for a little summer reading. It's called U.S. Marshals Inside America's Most Storied Law Enforcement Agency.
Now, that sounds interesting to me.
I think you would like it. It was written by a retired U.S. Marshal named Michael Earp, Wyatt Earp's great-great nephew.
Whoa!
Who was a U.S. Marshal. You know, they oversee tracking down fugitives, the courts, Homeland Security, drug cartel captures. It's really a great book, all true stories, and believe me, you'll feel safer after you have the read. 4 stars for U.S. Marshals, Inside America's Most Storied Law Enforcement Agency. and finally.
I've known one guy in my life who was a federal marshal, and I'm going to tell you, this guy, when he opened his suit coat and you saw that badge on his belt, that gold badge, and it said federal, pretty impressive.
Well, one of my best friends is Gervin Yamamoto, and he is the boss. He's the number one U.S. Marshal for Hawaii and the Pacific Rim, appointed by Obama. And so he oversees all of the state of Hawaii. Great guy, and you're right. They're very. I mean, he's easy to socialize with, but they're always very serious.
Yeah, they're always on the job.
Exactly where I was going. Yeah. You're right.
You can just tell they're kind of scanning the room all the time.
Exactly. All right, Fargo, not Franco Pena's favorite show. I'm hoping you like it, Franco.
Well, we'll give it one more try.
Aye, Dan. It has your guy, Billy Bob Thornton. Aye, Dan.
Yeah. What's the pop quiz?
The pop quiz is, where's Fargo shot? Alberta, Canada, Alaska, or Fargo?
I'll go Fargo.
Alaska.
I'll say Canada.
It is right outside Red Deer and Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Told you.
There you go. He may not like it, but he knows the show. He takes care of business. And he says he's not smart.
Yeah.
Oh, please, Franco. Have a great day. I'm Mike Evans in Hollywood, Sam.
These you guys sounded really stupid. You got the wrong answer.
I know, we did. We did that on purpose.
Oh, thank you. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Mark Ridd and Jason Becker, two regular guys. You meet them and you go, wow, they're nice guys. You'd never know that they're so much smarter than we are about investing. See, I like that. To some people, if they're real smart in something, like if a guy's a physicist or something, you can't talk to him. You can't have a conversation with him. They're real brainy, but they're not regular people. These guys are regular guys. They just happen to know a lot more than you and I do about investing money. And if you're smart at all, you'll get somebody's advice and some guidance when it comes to the money you have worked to save and put away, whether it's piled up in a 401k or some other sort of pension retirement plan or just your own savings. At least listen to what somebody else who knows more than you do has to say. We would suggest that somebody be Mark and Jason. 27 years with Stifel Nicolaus. Their clients love them. And they go about it let's put it this way. If you do know a lot about this, then they can speak your language. If you don't know anything about it, they'll break it down for you in a language you can understand. I think you're going to like them. I think you should set up a meeting. I don't even care if you have a financial advisor. How can it hurt to see what they have to say? You need $25,000 or more. There's no top end on that more, by the way. You got $500 million, they'll take your call. And they'll take your call with $25,000. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, markandjason.com.
Meet me.
Well, let's see how traffic looks now and get our final check. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, they're still working with an accident on westbound 44 at Southwest. The left lane is blocked and traffic is jammed pretty solid back to Grand. It looks like they've just shut the highway down. I guess they're going to move it out of the left lane over to the right shoulder. So right now, westbound 44 at Southwest is closed. We have the accident they're working. It looks like they've cleared the accident on southbound 270 at 370 because the traffic that's going west/southbound is opening up now between Lindbergh and Highway 370. Eastbound 270 is still pretty well jammed up, McDonald through New Florissant. Westbound 70, a pocket between Jennings Station and Lucas and Hunt, and then from Florissant all the way out past the airport to Cypress, you've got stop-and-go traffic there. Southbound 270, just a little heavy now from Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Northbound 270 was slow north of Dorset in those two right lanes up through Highway 70. Westbound 40, you still have stop-and-go traffic from Vandeventer out through McCausland, now from Ballas out through Mason, but you look much better towards the Boone Bridge. And this traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Avocado season is back at Subway. Add rich, creamy avocado to any salad or sub, like the turkey and bacon avocado. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Kelly Jackson. Friday morning on McGraw Live, we'll get you ready for the weekend with Illinois Congressman Rodney Davis
Former Missouri Speaker of the House, Rod Jetton, shares his story. ABC's David Blaustein will review movies opening this weekend. And attorney Scott Sherman will join us in studio. It's McGraw Live, starting at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Turn your bathroom into a relaxing getaway by calling Jacob Shower and Bath at 800-226-6676. Why tackle a bathroom renovation by yourself only to get in over your head when faced with rerouting plumbing, tile installation, rewiring, and more? Just tell the Jacob Shower and Bath consultants what you need, and you'll get a new bathroom at a price that might surprise you in as little as one day. Jacob Shower and Bath has been family-owned and locally operated for over 35 years, and they stand behind their work. Call 800-222-6676 or go to convertmybathtub.com.
All right, thanks to Mike and Brian and Dave for your generosity and to the other people and those companies that added the extra money. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
Fox 2 investigates repeat drunk drivers still drinking and still on the road. Plus, we're in State of Mind Aquafox live on the Mississippi with an exclusive look at what forced a yacht to send for a rescue. And 73 years after it went in the mail, a soldier's postcard finally makes it home. First on Fox, it's the highest blood alcohol level in a DWI case that a veteran cop has ever seen, more than four times the legal limit. Fox 2's Rocky Madden is live in Maryland Heights with a story of another person charged as a persistent drunk driver and brings us this exclusive report. Rocky.
Well, Sandy, they say if you drink too much of this, it's very possible a judge will order that you have one of these installed in your car. This is called a Draeger interlock. Latest technology of its kind. The company tells me they've even got it copyrighted. Now, the way this